Time to talk business.
So let's get down to business. I don't got no time to play around. What
an intro. We have got Georgia Theodoros, the CEO of our great Colac Chamber of Commerce, on the line. Georgia, good morning.
Good morning. I always feel all feisty once I hear that intro coming up now.
Yeah, what a walkout song. Hey, Georgia, I want to ask you first off, we had some news about a week ago, a bit longer, about Whippersnapper Distillery, the whiskey distillery based in Perth. And for about 3 years, they've been working on coming to Colac to open a distillery here, which would have been huge for our town at the old Mitre 10 building on Murray Street. Unfortunately, they pulled out due to basically COVID was their main reason, lack of tourists coming through the area. Also, probably the fact that they're based in Perth and who knows when they'll be allowed to leave and come over here. Bit disappointing to see that, do you think, Georgia?
Oh, I know. So it's been obviously not the best news for that one coming through so early in the year. But look, at least now we have certainty because that site had had a lot of interest, and I'm confident that there will definitely be another project at some stage coming through there. It's a prime location, and our local economy is so strong. As you said, really the main reason for that not going ahead, as we understand it, was most definitely due to the COVID impacts on that organization, as well as the fact that they basically haven't been able to leave the state for 2 years. So it's not the first business from that particular region that has had to take the same measures at all. So it's definitely not a reflection on our location or on our town. So definitely plenty of interest and interesting projects, I'm sure, will be put forward as potential replacements for that, over hopefully not too distant future.
Have you got any word on the street of anyone interested in that Mitre 10 site?
Don't try and get me into trouble, mister. Don't try and goad me. I'm not. My lips are sealed. I'm a vault.
Okay. When you're allowed to say, please come on this show and say, but that's exciting that potentially there's going to be something into that, like you said, great location, the old Mitre 10 building. So we hopefully can get something in there because, yeah, it would have been awesome to have a whiskey distillery. Maybe we can get a gin distillery or something, Georgia.
I mean, like we said, great project it would have been, but I'm sure that there'll be something equally as interesting and something where we can actually have some certainty, because one of the things now that we can move on with is knowing exactly what's happening, and we can move on to the next exciting phase, hopefully, of that site.
Hey, Georgia, you reckon this week we might get something from the government in terms of cash to help with, obviously, not the lockdown we've had this year and late last year, but the fact that we've had so many staff shortages from people actually getting COVID. Do you think we're going to get some cash to help our local businesses who have once again done it tough, despite the fact we haven't actually been in a lockdown as such?
Yeah, well, definitely stay tuned for this one, because apparently this week the government will be announcing a stimulus package to deal with that contraction in spending due to the unofficial lockdown that's really plagued businesses since the start of the year. So hopefully they're going to be delivering finally. They've really dragged their feet on this one. It's been obvious the impact of businesses across the state have felt since the start of the year, that as I said, those staffing shortages already having been exacerbated by COVID itself, but then also with this shadow lockdown, which the state has really sort of been in since the start of the year. There's been a lot of businesses that have been impacted. And to date, other than extending the residential tenancy scheme, not much has been done to support.
Yep, cool. Hopefully we get some good news for our local businesses. They all deserve a bit of a leg up. Hey, we're not too far away from Feb 14. But we're not talking about romantic Valentine's Day this morning. You've got another great chamber session all about sustainability coming up on Valentine's Day.
We do. A very romantic topic, which is sustainability for small business, or a slightly catchier title, Going Green. So we'll have our sustainability experts from Greenlight hosting a session specifically targeted for our local small businesses on how not only can they become greener whilst putting more cash back in their pocket, but we're going to focus on the Small Business Energy Saver program. And that's that program where you can get grants that'll pretty much cover most of the cost of replacing things like hot water systems, space heating and cooling systems. Very relevant if you've realised that yours has had the boot and needs to be replaced with all the weather we've been having. Refrigerators and upright freezers can be replaced, and your display cabinets. So there's all sorts of stuff that you can replace with this particular grant. So we're going to have the experts on board who will be able to step you through it and help you to get that grant and make sure that you can upgrade your system. So for 45 minutes of invested of your time, you can save quite a few $1,000s. So that'll be a webinar. We'll keep that one online for the moment, and tickets will be out later today, so you can sign up for that one and save yourself some cash.
Go green before you go on a date that night. We like it, Feb 14. Hey, we always finish with a business to highlight. What great local business are we highlighting this morning, Georgia?
I was talking about coming out swinging. If you need someone in your corner, Clark and Barwood Lawyers. So they've been around since 1864, providing legal services, to Colac and the district. So anything from conveyancing and property law and wills and estates and family law and commercial law and litigation. I love one of their catchy slogans, which is, for every problem, there is a lawyer at Clark and Barwood. So it's a very, very dedicated team, super wide range of skills and specialty areas. So definitely some great reasons there to get them on your side. So if you've got a problem, you know who to call, but not just for problems, just for all the everyday things that we need to take care of, particularly such as small businesses. So make sure you give the guys at Clark and Barwood a call, because not only are they ace lawyers, they're also wonderful chamber members.
We like it. Georgia Theodoros, the CEO of the Colac Chamber of Commerce, thanks for your time.
Thanks, everyone. Become a member today, just $1.99. Take care.